I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers and sisters. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's episode of Muslim Lady. In the studio with me, I have my favorite guest, sister and expert, Sister Razia Shamani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
On our show, we've been discussing very interesting and eye-opening topic. We've been rediscussing it, actually, in a very interesting and eye-opening method. Mm-hmm. It's the topic of haya, modesty, which, fascinatingly enough, you have reintroduced to us all, putting it in a way that brought us to a new understanding in regard with this term. And that haya isn't necessarily something that is limited to women, and it does not mean shyness. It does not mean not being confident about who you are in your own skin. Rather, it means self-worth. It means dignity. It means holding yourself in high regard and being so noble that you feel certain things are below you. And that you're much better than that. You cannot stoop so low and degrade yourself to that level. And I just, like, my mind was blown away. I love the way we put that out, that this is what haya really is.
First, when I wanted to do this research on haya, I felt like, you know, it's like such a redundant topic. It's
repetitive.
Been repetitive. Everybody knows it. But when you actually go to the roots, you realize that you really don't know what you've been asked for years of your life.
Thank you.
You know? And actually, one thing that we have to mention here is that there are different kinds of haya. Mm-hmm. And the one that you just defined is the highest form. But you said you feel so dignified, so noble, so honorable that you wouldn't, you know, put yourself so down to do something Mm-mm-mm. which is not worth. And we're going to talk about the different kinds of haya, but let's go back to the how this term has been used in the Quran. We mentioned
left at a cliffhanger.
In the previous session, we mentioned four beautiful verses of the Quran that specifically mentions the term haya. Now, there are other, you know, something that we should consider is that not necessarily we should be looking for the term haya, but we should be looking for the concept of haya. Mm-hmm. If once we understand the meaning of haya, then we can look at other verses that are with regards to this topic.
Mm, they're related.
They're related to this topic. For example, a very prominent, very famous verse is Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara.
Do you not know that Allah sees?
Exactly. In haya, this feeling of self-worth, honor, is at the core bottom. It's, you know, it's at the when you go to the heart of the issue, you find that. Mm-hmm. But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, then when you know that you are being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all the moments of your life, there is a camera in your life everywhere that you go. Even in the most private realms of your life, that nobody, you know, in the depth of your mind, in the depth of your soul, in everything, he's with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. And then you feel ashamed of, you know, lowering yourself down from that dignity that you have been
in his
gifted.
Eyes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So this is the this concept of being watched, being observed by this respected observer also plays a key role. So this is one verse which is in chapter Alaq, verse number 14. Another verse in the Noble Quran is in chapter 7, verse number 22, which talks about the story of Adam and Eve in the Noble Quran, that once they were tempted, by Satan, and suddenly their private parts became manifest to them. Because prior to that, I don't know how exactly they were, whether they were wearing some heavenly clothes, you know, or whether their private parts were hidden and then suddenly by eating of the forbidden tree, you know, it became apparent, it was revealed. I don't know the exact story. I did refer to the exegesis of the Quran, the tafasir, but this is as far as I understood. But in this beautiful verse, it says that فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ Badat lahuma sawatuhuma. Once they tasted of the tree, their nakedness became exposed, and this the reaction is what I'm going to focus. Watafiqa yakhsifani alayhima. Quickly, they rushed to the tree to grab leaves and to put it on to cover their private parts. This is haya.
Sister Razia, on the last episode, we left off this one of the last examples of. Because I'm sure our listeners are like, what was it? What was it? The last example of how haya is literally used in the Quran, and it was the story of a lady.
Yeah. So I'm going to make you wait.
Fair enough. I will.
When we want to talk about if it's a feminine virtue or not, then there we're going to have a comprehensive discussion. So I'm just going to give a clue to those listeners who want to quickly go and find. It's about the daughter of one of the prophets, that the Noble Quran talks about how this lady was walking. So I can say as much as this, and then they will have to wait.
Magnificent. All right.
Okay. So basically, these six verses are verses that I found in the Quran which were related somehow. The word was either explicitly mentioned or it was in relation.
Alluded to, right?
And in the last verse that I just mentioned, it talks about the fact that haya is an inherent, inborn quality, because Adam and Eve didn't have any parents to teach them,
right.
You know, cover yourself up. Automatically they ran to the tree,
right,
to, you know, grab the leaves. So this is one point. Now, if you're ready, I remember in the beginning of the program, you mentioned the beautiful hadith that when somebody has faith, when somebody has faith, somebody has haya. Right?
Or there's no faith for he who has no haya.
Exactly. Because so many people claim that they are very pious and that they are very faithful people. They believe in Allah, the last day, the prophets, the imams and everything. But when it comes to action with their wives, with their children, once they get angry, they lose control and they start swearing at a person.
Exactly.
So this means that iman that they think they're possessed is actually very weak. And these people have no haya, because one of the manifestations of haya is the way you talk.
My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that I've lost touch. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
Because usually, you see, when you're in front of other people, when you're in the presence of other people, you wouldn't dare say something like a bad word, right?
Right.
But at home with your close friends, you would open your mouth and you would feel in the comfort of your home and
exactly.
You would say whatever you have to say.
Exactly.
So this shows the level of one's faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see, the more your faith in Allah, the more, you see, there's this beautiful narration that says, whoever knows oneself knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to really get to know God, get to know yourself, right? So the more you know God, the more you have faith in Him, you open your eyes more. You become more mindful in your life. You become more grateful
aware,
in your life.
Yeah.
And everything that you do, you would be a conscious, alert individual on the face of this globe, that you would really take into consideration everything that you do because you only live once.
So, that sense of self-consciousness, I think it's a beautiful thing, you know, yeah. that you're not aloof to yourself and your surroundings. What you do affects the world around you. You're constantly self-aware in a positive way, because some people are self-conscious and that kind of hurts their confidence and their self-esteem. But what you said from self-conscious is actually acknowledging my worth and value, which is an awesome way to look at it.
So now we're talking about the term haya in a hadith, because when it actually helps us to understand the meaning of haya.
Right.
And the application of haya. Did you know that according to Imam Sadiq, three things are manifestations of one's faith? If you want to know if somebody has faith, he or she has to have three virtues or three qualities. Or should possess three things. One of them is, we just said,
haya.
Haya. What is the fruit of haya?
Ifaf, we
Ifaf.
Said. Ifaf. Right.
And the third one is guarding of the tongue. Volume of your tongue is very small according, you know, compared to the other parts of your body parts.
The mass is small.
Yeah. But the effect of this mouth talking, this tongue is so much.
That just throws freedom of speech out of the window, though.
Really?
Because there's no such thing as freedom of speech anymore.
Yes,
and
there is.
No, I mean, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. You don't get to say whatever comes to your mind and spit it out.
In an impolite way to hurt other people's feelings.
Yeah, because, you know, this again takes me back to a few weeks when there was this whole caricature thing, degrading caricature regarding the noble prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ruhi wa arwahu al-alamin lahu al-fida. It emerged, and then the president of France was like, oh, but freedom of speech. I mean, if that's how we're going to look at freedom of speech, then people are allowed to express racist slurs on the street and verbally bully each other and insult each other and curse each other's mothers because freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. But if we look at it as in, it is below humanity to insult another religion's holy personality. It's
that's
inhumane.
So yeah, that's true.
And that's a manifestation of haya. But because the Western society and their definition of all values has become so messed up, mm-hmm. they, you know, tend to forget that.
Exactly. And just in the West, in France, I remember a couple of years ago that studying in university and working, you were not supposed to wear hijab.
Yes, yes.
Because if they really believe that freedom of speech should exist, why not with regards to the hijab of Muslim women?
Yeah, that's a freedom of expression within
exactly.
itself.
Exactly. And, you know, unfortunately, in many parts of the West, they think that because of low self-esteem, you have this concept of hijab. And they say, you know, you have to be proud of yourself, show yourself to the world, show your beauties to the world, you know, you're beautiful and everything. So they have really misunderstood the concept of hijab, which is one of the manifestations of haya or modesty in religion. And it's something that is not only existing in Islam, it's like everywhere.
In all religions.
In all religions. Something that I really like, one hadith that I read that was like so, as you said, eye-opening, was that in one beautiful hadith, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, alayhi salam, he talks about the relationship between intellect or aql and haya.
Mm.
And if you compare haya to one of the body parts, and you compare aql to the whole human being, where would you see this haya? It's a really hard question.
So my brain is the body and haya is one of the parts.
Yeah.
The eyes?
Exactly.
Oh.
You see, one of the most important parts or features in a person's being is their eyes.
Exactly.
You see the world, you experience so many beautiful things. If I say that from tomorrow, God forbid, and I take away your eyes from you, how are you going to continue living?
Very hard. I can't imagine. It's very hard.
So in other words, if you claim to be a very wise and smart person, that you haven't used the full capacity of your intellect unless you have this haya.
Mm-hmm. unless you have that number one tools to observe the world with. Thank you so very much, Sister Razia. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for being with us on this journey. Inshallah, we'll meet up again on the next episode of Muslim Lady. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the Lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.